Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live and to move through the world safely and confidently. That's why we offer a variety of programs at no cost to our clients. We match people who are blind or visually impaired in the U.S. and Canada with exceptional guide dogs. Guide Dogs for the Blind also provides a free orientation and mobility immersion program for people interested in learning the skills relevant to guide dog mobility. And our Canine Buddy program matches select dogs who are not suited to be guide dogs to be pets for people who are blind or visually impaired, including children and their families and adults of all ages. All of this is made possible by our generous donors and the help of thousands of incredible volunteers. To learn more about our life-changing mission, please visit GuideDogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. Phone number to call in is 407-894-6080. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And we're here with Nigel Ricards.
We're here with Nigel. We're here with Lynn. And it's going to go right now to trivia time. Trivia time. This one, everybody should know. This was a number one song. Who's singing this song? I'm sure everybody's going to call up 407-894-1680. Who was singing this song? This was a big hit. Big hit. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Play the song. Everybody's going to know it.
Raindrops. So many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes. Falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where she's gone. Falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops. falling from my eyes.
Okay, so who's singing that song? That was a smash, big hit, number one song. 407-894-1680. The phones must be ringing on this one. 407-894-1680. Let's hear from New Chloe's first, and then we'll hear from regular people. I know John knows this one. I know that one.
Okay. As do I. I know it really well.
So, see, the difference is, Nigel, I play a smash hit. Big hit. Everybody knows. You play a song that nobody even heard of.
Well, you, Christine knew it.
Oh, how do you know? Exactly.
She called in. Said,
yeah.
She called in late. What happened?
I don't know. Nigel, why didn't she call in to win? I don't
know. Well, because she didn't remember the artist. She didn't know the artist's name.
Oh, but she said she used to hear it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she used to hear it a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You listen to the oldies stations, like the 70s and things like that.
And that's good to know, because that gave me a warm, comfortable feeling that, hey, this song actually does get some airplay, or, you know, on the oldies stations.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that song again?
It was called "Little Green Bag." It was by the George Baker Selection.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Looking back on the track for "Little Green Bag."
Oh my goodness.
Any calls, Chris? He's busy with that one.
Yeah. You're ringing off the wall for that one, I'm sure.
After that, we're going to be busy with guests. We have guests back to back.
Let me take the opportunity to also indicate that I'm with the Florida Council of the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a board representative for a special interest affiliate called the Braille Revival League of Florida. So I am one of Sheila Young's... shall we say, what's the right word? One of her subservients. I shouldn't say that. I am one of her followers, let's just say.
There you go. Well, Nigel, we have a caller on the line for Michael's song, so let's go.
Was he the only one caller? Chris, was he the only one?
I don't know, but
yes,
you know
sir.
What?
Okay, then, John. Okay, John, you know, we know, you know.
know
so,
you
John,
know.
You're up. John from Indiana, Clinton, Indiana. John?
Yeah. How you doing, Michael? It was D. Clark.
And you're 100% right. You just won yourself a $10 also, gift card from Subway. Yay. You know it. D. Clark. Raindrops.
Also covered by the Temptations, too.
I didn't know that. I got a question for you.
Either.
Yeah.
John, there was another Raindrops. It was.
Yeah, that was actually.
Words. The title had more words than Raindrops.
Yeah.
Mentioned?
Yeah, the one my wife mentioned.
Confused.
She got confused. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know that. I got a question.
Not right offhand, I don't.
Wait a minute, Nigel. Wait, Nigel. There was another number one song called Raindrops. It said Raindrops, and I can't tell you the rest of the title because then you'll know. And
Raindrops.
You know what I'm talking about?
Falling on my head. Falling on my eye. I can't think of the guy's name that sang that.
No. It's called Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. No, it was by B.J. Thomas. B.J. Thomas.
It was done by who?
Thomas. B.J. Thomas.
Okay.
No, it's called Raindrops.
Well, I remember
this. Keep Falling. That was the number one song.
Yeah. I couldn't remember that one, but I remember this one here. There. So, anyway...
Right, well,
okay, John, you arrest. You just won yourself a $10 gift card. See, you won $10 there.
Go have your cookies and tea.
Okay, I appreciate it, Michael. You too,
okay,
Lynn.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
So
thank
good
you.
To hear,
good to hear your voice.
Bye.
Okay, John, you
won yourself a $10 gift card. Okay, so what did you want to say, Nigel?
That was not I. That was John's radio in the background.
Oh, okay.
With a 10-second delay. But since you did open the floor for me, I'll just say that song that you mentioned, just to give a little addendum there, that was from the Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, was from a movie I wonder if anybody remembers the movie. Okay, I'll
absolutely.
Spill
the beans. It was a big movie.
Oh, I know. Yep.
What? What do you think?
Oh,
yes, it was.
Oh my God, did I win?
You won. Well, say it. People
Butch
didn't hear
Cassidy
you.
Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
Which Cassidy Sundance Kid?
This one by Neil Sedaka
no.
or something, too, with Rain. No?
Could be a lot of rain, but raindrops keep falling on my head. That was from Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Yeah. Now, the one
number
that
one
John
song.
Was... The one that John was alluding to by the Temptations, I didn't know they did that song, but I know that the Temptations were big with a song about rain. It was called "I Wish It Would Rain."
How I Wish It Would Rain. That's right.
Yeah.
How I Wish It Would Rain. Yeah, that's different.
A good song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they did a version of "Raindrops" with D, you know, with the D Clark. I didn't know they covered D Clark's version of "Raindrops."
Right.
So, folks, it's time for a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Xumo Stream Box from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Stream Box, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Stream Box also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with Voice Search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever. It's streaming simplified. The Xumo Stream Box is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Give the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people, needs your donation to provide accessible financial education programs to strengthen our community.
Our podcast, online courses, group workshops, and one-to-one financial counseling are helping people like Desiree Christian succeed in their personal, professional, and financial lives.
Chris at Penny Forward really helped me take my own self-imposed roadblocks out from under me, away from me, and went, oh, gee, I can do a thing, even if life is hard. So I did a thing, and Flaunt Your Ability now exists. FlauntYourAbility.com.
Visit pennyforward.com to empower blind people as we build bright futures one penny at a time.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging, and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You know, if you miss any part of this show or any other show for the last 9 years. That's right. We've been on the radio as of April 7th, 9 years. Going on the 9th year. That's right. You can look us up on the web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Just go there, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and it's there. You can look at any show. Oh, there's more than 400 shows that we archived. When this show's over, we archive this show. So any show that you miss, you can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, this is fun. We're going to talk to a gentleman that we haven't spoken to in 3 years. He was on our show 3 years ago. So welcome back, Fi Mo.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Bye.
And say hello to Nigel. He's our guest co-host tonight.
Hi, Nigel. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Doing great. I heard your segment earlier and understand you have LCA, so we can chat more about that as well, too.
Beautiful. Okay,
well, you know what? I can always hook you up with emails, too. So
perfect.
Just so in case people don't know, Fi Mo is very active with Foundation Fighting Blindness in Arizona. And like I said, he was on the show 3 years ago. And he told us then about his local vision walk. But I have a question for you, Fi, before we get caught up.
Do you
still name your team Fi's Eyes?
I do, actually. Sorry?
I said, see that? I looked up and I was looking at our old notes. And
yes.
You said your team name was Fi's Eyes because why? Tell everybody why.
I think about all of my friends and my family who helped me along this journey with vision loss as my eyes, you know, whether they offer me an arm, you know, to navigate out of paths, you know, to where I can walk safely or in dark spaces. All of my friends, my families, people who helped me out, they are my eyes. So a dear friend of mine, Candace, we were just sitting around one, trying to think about the name of the team. And that was her idea. And we just celebrated our 8th year participating in the Arizona Vision Walk as Fi's Eyes.
Wow. Yeah. So update us. What's happening in Arizona and you and Foundation Fighting Blindness?
Yeah. So in Arizona, we just had our 18th annual Vision Walk in late February. And so we actually From a calendar year perspective, Arizona kicks off the Vision Walk season. We're currently, the foundation is currently in the spring season, and we have 11 remaining walks as part of what we call the spring season. So there's walks that happen in May and into early June, and that will complete the spring season. And then we'll have a fall season as well. So we just, as I mentioned, had our 18th annual Arizona Vision Walk. It was a beautiful morning. You definitely want to come to Arizona in late February. Do not come in June or July. It's way too hot then.
This is Michael. I have to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I have to tell you something. I love your name.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your birth name?
F-A-I.
It is.
Because your name, I'll tell you something, it's perfect for radio. You can rhyme it. You can do all kinds of things with their name.
You're right.
The way it rhymes.
My first name,
it's a perfect,
rhymes with everything.
Perfect rhyme. Yeah, rhyme. It rhymes. I love the name.
Yeah. So I have a question. Yeah. You said seasons. Are you saying that each Vision Walk is considered, you call it a season?
Well, what I mean is at the foundation, there's about 40 walks that happen throughout the whole year. Mm-hmm. And we break it up by a spring season and a fall season.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, walks that take place probably February, March, mm-hmm. April, May, and then early June. And then your fall season when it's a little bit cooler in some of these different areas. So that we think about it like two seasons, if you will.
We just had the Orlando chapter just recently had their Vision Walk.
Yes.
I mean, when I say recently, time is flying so quickly. Maybe it was a month ago. I don't know what it was, but it was very successful.
Yes. Dan Day out there does a fantastic job with the walk.
That's right. Yep. He does. Dan, yes. If you're listening, call in and say hi. Yeah. Say hi to Fi.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
I was going to mention too, I'm looking forward to seeing Dan. So the foundation has a visions conference every 2 years. Mm-hmm. So the next visions conference will be in Chicago.
Right.
And in June, so June 21st, 22nd, and I look forward to seeing Dan and many others in the foundation there. So if anyone's interested in that conference, like please look us up and learn more about the Visions Conference. It really made a huge difference in my life the first time I went, and I will go every time the foundation has a conference.
So why did it make a huge difference? Tell us.
Yeah. Yes. So this was my first conference was back in 2016. And at the time, I had just learned about the foundation. I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa in 2009 after having about 10 years of issues with night blindness and just something was going on. And I did not know what it was. And it was I couldn't get a diagnosis. And then so finally I got diagnosed in 2009 and honestly felt quite alone and people just couldn't understand help people understand like what it felt like to just slowly lose vision like I was. And a couple years later, connected with the Foundation Fighting Blindness, did my first vision walk. And then went to the conference in 2016. And really there, I felt like I found a community of people who were going through this similar journey of vision loss. And there was hope because of the work the foundation is doing with the research and funding research and really building the community and helping with understanding what type of, you know, life skills and life, you know, things that we could have to help to be independent in this journey. And so it really kicked off a time for me to explore services that are available here in Phoenix, Arizona. I learned how to use a white cane. I learned independent living skills about assistive technology. And it just has opened up a world for me of just how to live and navigate with low vision. And that was just so impactful and has been so impactful ever since that that first conference I went to.
So, Fi, would you suggest to people all around the country? Actually, I know FFB is now international. I believe you're in England now too, right? But yes.
Yeah, I believe so. I definitely, the research expands.
I think that's what Chris Adams told us when he was on for our anniversary show. But what I was going to ask you, would you suggest people around the country that they should contact their local Foundation Fighting Blindness chapter, if there is one,
and
connect?
Yes. If you go to the foundation's website, which is findingblindness.org, on the upper right, I just found this out in a meeting maybe a month or two ago. In the upper right, when you log in to the foundation's website, it actually will take you, there's a page that says My Chapter, and based upon where, you know, if you're sharing your location, I believe, or something like that, it'll connect you, it'll show you the closest chapter to where you live. And through that page, there's links to individuals. There's somebody at the foundation who is listed there. You can contact that person and then just learn more about that chapter. And that's really the focus for us right now here in Arizona in these next couple of months, is continuing to build out our community and just have a place where people can just come together, share stories, share resources.
That's amazing. And,
yeah.
How many, just ballpark, how many members do you have now in the Phoenix area?
I would say we probably have, you know, the last time we had a speaker series event through the foundation, we had about 50 or so people attend, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our vision walk, we had about, I believe it was like 400 to 500 sign up for the walk. And people come in and out of being active, I guess, Lynn, right? Like, it, you know, it just depends on the timing of the event. We just had a networking event where we went to Wildflower and just ate together, and we had almost 20 people there. So we're just slowly trying to gradually build up a community, and just, you know, be there to support each other, you know, encourage each other, you know, like your show says, you know, be, you know, blind and beyond, right?
That's it.
Beyond blindness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're beyond.
Yes.
Yeah. So give people an idea, because we've had so many guests from Foundation Fighting Blindness on talking about the vision walk, but very simply, can you tell people what's involved? You know, how would you sign up in your local chapter, Phoenix and others?
Well, wait a minute. Before you go further,
yeah,
most people don't know, a lot of people listen to the show, what is a walk?
What I'm saying. What is it?
What is a walk? You walk down the street. What is it?
That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Never really got the details.
That's a great question. First of all, the feeling that I get from it and from the others is like, this is the day in which people come together for us, to fundraise, for research, for inherited retinal diseases. They're coming together to support this organization. And it's just very special. At least here in Arizona, we meet in the morning and we gather. You can form a team if you like, or, you know, come as individuals. And when you form a team and you sign up, you can sign up onto the websites of the various walks, come up with a team name, and then just go out and share your story. I think that's really important for people to hear our stories and hear why this cause is so important. Even just on the Arizona Vision Walk page, I was reading stories about different people and why they signed up. I think it's important to tell people, like, why do we want to do this? So that's the first part, you know, just getting your team together and getting, you know, sharing your story, asking friends and family and those, you know, to support you, set a goal. As far as the actual walk day, people, you know, will gather in the morning, and then there's typically like a stage presentation. At least here in Arizona, the mayor of Glendale, where our walk is held, he's come out the past couple of years, welcomes everybody, declares that day Foundation Fighting Blindness Vision Walk Day, and then everybody comes together. We stand under like a balloon arch. You know, we do a countdown, cut the ribbon, and then everybody walks. And in Arizona, we walk around the lake of this park, 6 loops. So six loops equals 3 miles. And no one's keeping tabs. So if you just want to walk one, no one's going to say anything. No one's, you know, counting or anything like that. If you want to run more than six, then you can. And then about an hour later, we have kind of a wrap up celebration. There's food, there's drinks in the mornings. In Arizona, we have a company called Lamar's Donuts, which is very popular. So we get Lamar's Donuts and coffee in the mornings. And then just make it a fun day. There's face painting for the kids. There's popcorn.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you're walking, like I can't walk straight. If I walk, so the question is, if you're walking down the road, are you holding hands?
Park. They're walking around a lake.
Yeah, but
so they're not out in traffic.
I'm not questioning that. If you're blind, which I'm blind, if I start walking, even with my cane. I won't walk.
Yes.
I can't walk a straight line.
Some sighted guides, I'd imagine.
Are there sighted people helping you?
There can be, yes. Like here in Arizona, we partner very closely with another organization called Achilles. And Achilles has offered sighted guides in the past. I do see, Michael, like people come with their families. So they'll hang, you know, like their family members will give them an arm. I always try to look out if I see someone, you know, maybe off to themselves, if they came by themselves, then try to connect up with them and offer them an arm if that's something that would be helpful or not. But definitely we walk around the lake, you know, not in traffic in that instance. So.
Well, that sounds great.
The question is, how can you keep in track on the road?
Do you mean the path? Oh,
yeah, the pathway. Is it wide? Is it narrow? Because you've got, you're saying 100, 200 people walking on the same walkway.
Yes. So it's a decently sized pathway. And again, Michael, like every city is a little bit different in how they set up their paths. We do, you know, there are volunteers along the way that will guide you as far as like where to go. You know, I would say that if you're going to a walk and you need some assistance, like at least in Arizona, let us know, like, hey, I'm coming by myself. I could use a helping hand, like someone to help guide me. Then we would absolutely find someone that can help and just be that arm. And then, you know, like when we walk around in the circle, people walk at different paces and speeds. So, you know, it should be a good, safe path to be able to walk on.
Well, it sounds like a fun activity with a purpose.
Yes. Yes.
With a wonderful purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So when is your next vision walk, did you say?
Our next vision walk will be in late February of 2025 in Arizona. But there are, we just finished ours, but there will be a lot coming up in May. There's Orange County, there's Michigan, Cleveland, Virginia, and Virginia Beach. I mean, like Bay Area, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. will have their walk. Wisconsin, Baltimore, Chicago, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then the last one in June, for the spring season, I should say, the last one is in Kansas City. And then in the fall, we'll have a whole series of new walks. And I believe if Orlando didn't have their walk already, it would be in the fall then.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Fi. I hope it's not another 3 years until we talk to you again.
Yes. It's so great to hear your voice.
I love listening to you. I'll tell you the truth. I love listening to you.
That's what we said 3 years ago, too. And that's why Mickey thought we would like to have him on again.
thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you for what you do and continuing this radio show. 9 years is amazing. It really is a beacon of, you know, just independence and just helping with our community. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much. And that's what we're here for.
If there's any time you would like me to read a PSA on the air in reference to any of these events, just feel free to write to us. And
absolutely.
I'll read them on the air. Okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
We're here for you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Have a good week. And thank you so much for joining us again.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Boy, does he have a great name. I love his name.
All right. We're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ah, yeah.
foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging, and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Time heals almost everything. Give time time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, because you're not calling in, you got to call in, 407-894-1680. Don't forget, we talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That's why I'm taking the phone number, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay. Well, it's time to say welcome back. One of these days we're going to play that music. Welcome back to our friend and the accessibility manager. You're going to say his name?
I'm going to try to say it.
Okay, here we go. After all these years.
Our friend, Peter Cucciavi.
All right.
Did I say it right, Peter?
You did a great job. Right? You left an R out of the middle, but you did Cucciavi? A great job. Cucciavi. Cucciavi.
Cucciavi.
Cucciavi. Cucciavi. Yeah. There you go.
What's your Cucciavi?
What's your Cucciavi?
Hey, look, after about 50 years now, I probably got it right.
Well, look, I'm just glad that that you gave it an honest effort. That was pretty good.
There you go.
I've been working on it. It shows you. I've been working on it. It's only been years.
Yeah. Well, for the first time, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Does my mic sound okay, Peter? Peter? Uh-oh.
What happened?
I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you. Can you hear us?
All right. Yeah.
I was asking you if my mic sounded okay now.
Yes, it does. It sounds great. Okay.
Well, welcome back. How's the family?
Family's doing great. We are just getting used to the new routine with the 2-month-old. But everybody's getting along great. Everyone's healthy, and that's what matters.
Wow.
I almost got caught getting on the show with the little 2-month-old on my arms because...
That's okay.
It's okay. Hey, we have 5 animals here, and I'm holding my breath that they don't start barking if we get a delivery still, because they deliver it now, you know who. And Nigel's here, and say hi to Nigel. And he has
Nigel.
He's babysitting for doggy. So everybody's got something. That's the way it goes.
Nice. Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, the little guy and mama go to the goat farm every Sunday. We get some goat's milk. So they have fun chasing the goats around.
Oh, that's nice.
But they got back in time.
Yeah. Oh, you were babysitting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How is Katya now? She's 2 months old.
She's 2 months old. She's a darling. She's a sweetheart. I'll have to update some photos for you.
Oh, goody. Okay. I love getting them. So tell us what's new with Spectrum.
Well, you know, I've got a gift card that it's been a while since we've given one away, and I'd love to give one away this evening. So if we can get somebody to call in and share, you know, one of the things that I'd love, I'd love to hear a new caller, but one of the things that I'd love to hear is, what is your most important thing when it comes to an internet company or cable phone company? What's the most important thing for you, either on the service side or the product side? Maybe it's something that you really enjoy that stands out. Maybe it's something that kind of bugs you and you'd love to see improved that stands out. And it doesn't matter what cable company you're with or what internet company you're with. You can call and share that feedback. All right. Since Michael said my name, I'm going to say the phone number. Here we go. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
He's not a new caller, but I know he wants to call in because him and I discussed it off the air. He's all excited, so he wants to talk to you. This is Gary Sinclair calling in from Orlando, Florida, Winter Park, Florida. Gary, you there?
I sure am. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Gary, how are you? I heard you might have some new equipment coming in.
That's what I'm calling for. I want to thank you so much. She'll help me. You helped me. What we had to do and get her done, and we got her done. Well, I got the device with, you call it a top. I don't remember the name, something top. And it took away my old box and put a new box on.
Yeah.
And I'm not technical, so Michael isn't either. And I go, Michael could work this one too if he had Spectrum, but I got the same. Well, it's a different box, and I got the same remote, not even changing the remote, but one with raise buttons to it. And what it does is if I push, say I want 468 MeTV, I push 4, it'll say 4. I push 6, it'll say 6. I push 8, it'll say 8. I say channel 468, it'll tell me what channel it is and what is on.
Yeah.
And what time it starts and what time it ends. That's it. Now I don't have to call my next door neighbor and say, you got Spectrum, can you tell me what's playing on that show? Because I don't know the name of that movie, but I do now. And it's all thanks to you. And I want to tell you, when you say get a hold of a specialist, that you get a hold of a specialist with accessibilities. This man has been with Spectrum for 15 years. He's gone through all kinds of classes. And you got to go through classes with this one, too. And he's got more education to do and more things coming up. And on top of that, he helped me so much that when I got the box, that they actually get me hooked up. Then he says, okay, I'm going to go outside and go around and check your lines. I'm going to check this. I'm going to check it. Check everything you got here and make sure you're up and running okay. And when he come back, I says, man, I said, I've been playing with this thing. I love it so much. And I said to him, I says, what do I have to do now? Can you help me set up another appointment? Or I want a couple more boxes. And actually, I wanted 3, but my bedroom wouldn't take it because it's a very, very, very old television, and something about the hookups, he couldn't do it. But got one from a garage, got one from a patio, and he says, no problem. He says, I'll extend it onto this ticket. And I think it was on a Friday he came, and he says, I'll be back Tuesday. And he says, I go back to the warehouse, I'll get two more boxes, I'll be back Tuesday, and I don't have to do anything, just wait for him to come back. He came back, and boom, boom, I had those up and running. I'm happy as a lark now. Thank you, Peter.
That's amazing. Hey, Gary, thank you so much. That sounds like what we call a success story. I'm so glad to hear it. And it sounds to me like what you've taken advantage of is, you know, one of the newer boxes that have the guide narration running on it. So you can navigate around your screen and it can talk to you and tell you what item you're on and what's coming up next. So you don't have to guess or use sighted assistance. the biggest, most important thing here is independence, right? Keep you enjoying your product and being independent. That's what our team is. That's really what we're all about on the disability side is getting our customers with disabilities.
And what if I push the wrong number? It'll tell me, oops, you didn't push the right number. So go back and start over again. So, I love it. Thank you, Peter, so much.
Yeah,
I just want to let everybody know.
And, you were talking about get her done. Has anybody ever called you Gary the Cable Guy?
No, but I'll tell you what, I actually know Larry the Cable Guy.
Do you really?
he started out here in Orlando with a radio station, yes, and I knew him personally. And I used to go up to where he used to do the radio station had a band, and they'd go out to Winn-Dixie's different, promotions, out to grocery stores and stuff, and have a gathering. And Larry Cable Man started out there actually and doing jokes out in the parking lots. And I got to know him personally.
That's amazing.
And so
that's amazing.
There,
well,
my story.
Gary. Thank you,
Gary. Gary, you're officially Gary the Cable Guy now, especially since you gave me a great story about your cable and a great story about Larry the Cable Guy. You're going in officially into my phone book as Gary the Cable Guy.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
Peter.
You so much.
I'll remember that now.
That's
all
amazing.
Right. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Good night, Gary.
All night. Right.
That's really cool. That's just one.
Another Spectrum happy customer.
Another happy Spectrum customer.
Isn't that amazing? I love to hear stories like that. You don't always get to hear people who are happy, sometimes because things legitimately didn't go right, sometimes because people are in a bad mood or whatever it is. But the thing that brings me a lot of joy and happiness is when I hear that a blind customer, low vision customer, person with another disability is getting the kind of service, the kind of attention that they need and deserve, and that makes them happy and smile at the end of the day. That's really the most incredible outcome of a job like this. A lot of times we hide behind the veil of the work that we're doing, and then we just sort of get to hear on stations like Blind Beyond Radio or at conferences whether or not things are going the way that we intend them to through the trainings that we build for the field technicians, the customer service agents, or whether the product itself is working with the accessibility components. So, we're powering this behind the scenes, but it's great to see in action that it's working.
So right now we're looking for a call to call in, someone who's never called in before. If they would like to get $25 gift card from Spectrum, bottom line is, if you are a Spectrum user or you know anything about Spectrum.
Well, I thought Peter said it could be any.
Hey, if you're
any cable, any cable.
Yeah, that's
right.
Any
cable.
Any cable company. Yeah, give us a call. Let me know what's the most important thing for you with your company, whether or not you have cable with them. Maybe it's just internet. Maybe it's phone service. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's mobile phone service now these days. Give us a call and let us know what's the most important thing to you.
There's a $25 Visa card waiting for you. 407-894-1680. I'd like to hear from a new caller.
Can I tell you guys something really interesting that happened? So
absolutely.
We were down in Tampa, Florida, not terribly far there from your neck of the woods, Michael Lynn. And we our brand marketing team was putting together a shoot, a video shoot, and capturing some footage. Some of it's going to be used for some of our commercials, others for, you know, corporate website images and things like that. So we do these shoots to capture the images that go into what you see on the website and in the commercials. And so we've been talking to that team and telling them that, you know, disability inclusion is really important because, well, we've got nearly a fifth of our customer base out there identifies as having some sort of disability. So having representation in these images that we portray of our customers is really important. It's really, it's accurate. And so they took it to heart, and the production team that they used to put all that together really took it to heart. And they put together a really incredible shoot. So if you're watching commercials or you're on the website and there's images there and you happen to have some sight, or maybe you're using a screen reader and you're coming across the alt text, some of those images came out of a really cool shoot like this. So we had a real, I can't say their name because we're not associating with the name, but they're real, you know, winning basketball team, wheelchair basketball team. And they had a bunch of the players off of the team that participated in the shoot for us. And so we caught them actually shooting some hoops outside in their very specific wheelchairs. They're designed specifically for wheelchair basketball. So the wheels are sort of tilted inward. They've got a different kind of seat, and they've got some bars out in front to protect their legs from sort of crashing into each other. And it was just really cool to see them shooting hoops and smiling and having a good time and doing that kind of stuff outside. And then we had a blind actor that came up from Miami, a young man that did a really great job. So we just sort of captured some footage of him in the park and using some of our products. We had a deaf family signing to each other, and they were really quirky. So it was a deaf father with his family that also knows how to sign, and they had two young children that, well, behave like children do. And it was actually really authentic and cool to see them interacting with each other and sort of signing back and forth across the living room. So we got all this really great footage, and I feel a little pride because it's really important, I think, to know who your customers are and to represent them in everything that you do, not just in your product or service, but even in your marketing too. So it's just really, really cool stuff that came out of there.
I'll be looking out for it.
So we're still looking for that caller to call in. When I said new caller, you don't have to be a new caller, but a caller that's never really spoken to Peter before, let's put it that way. So if you're listening to the radio show and you've never spoken to Peter before, well, now's the time to call in. If you have a cable, and that's the question we're talking about, you can get yourself $25 Visa card. Now, I know you're
if we don't get a caller, I mean, if we got all these rich people listening that
then
Gary gave us such a good story. I think I can't help myself, but I'm going to leave that card with him if we don't get a caller that calls in that's new. It's just such a fantastic testimonial of how that setup went. So I like it.
So how long were you in Tampa for the shoot, the photo?
We were there for a week. It was a week. We did about 4 or 5 days of shooting. We had a big RV vans outside. It really felt like a movie scene out there, but we got some great footage. And I learned something, that Tampa actually occasionally gets cold. I never do that.
It does. It gets chilly at night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were up early in the morning before the sun came up, and boy, it got chilly. But it was amazing. Really cool stuff.
Very nice. And pretty soon you'll be running around going to conventions again.
Yeah, well, you know, the American Foundation for the Blind had their annual Helen Keller Achievement Awards. You know, we won an award there last year.
I know that.
So this year I attended just as a, you know, a participant and a supporter of the AFB and the work that they're doing, and watched some of the other recipients win some awards. And I got a chance to just meet some great people. Stevie Wonder came out and joined us, gave us a talk, and I got seated next to Helen Keller's niece, Margot Keller, and she's actually from Sarasota. And she ended up being just such a phenomenal woman with lots of personality, a really activist mindset about life. And she just became a really good friend by the end of the evening. So really great event, great people, and great stories, great success stories.
That's terrific. So it looks like, Peter, looks like you're going to give out the prize because we'll be off the air in about 3 minutes.
All right. So, well, Gary, if you're back listening, we're going to get your address and send you this gift card. Thank you so much for that great story. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Nigel.
Thank you again. Thank you again, Peter.
Thank you so much. Love to you and your family.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Alrighty. Thank you, Peter.
So, Nigel, are you still there?
You lost Nigel?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Nigel, I want to thank you so much for calling in and being part of the show.
Well, thank you for having me. thank you for helping me cross the bridge, because momentarily I did have to take a quick Brody, but we switched and everything went smoothly. Thank you for having me on. It was an honor to serve as your guest co-host once again.
More than welcome.
Did all of you a wonderful, wonderful evening and a great week ahead.
You too. Thank you so much.
Say hello to Kimberly.
Yep.
Take
good care of Lily.
I will.
Before we say goodnight to Chris, I just want to remind everybody, next week, another busy show with co-host, Gary Sinclair. Wow, will be great. Joining us, and also a guest from Alabama Industries for the Blind, and much, much more. Guess what? To start the new month of May. I can't believe it. Next Sunday, we'll be here. Hope you'll be with us.
Yes. Listen, folks.
And Chris, I hope you'll be with us.
Yes, Chris. You still there, Chris?
We'll be around.
You'll be around, good. Good, good, good.
Okay, folks. It's that time. Yeah. It's that time to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for letting us in your home. And don't forget, any part of the show is archived. We archive all the show for 9 years. That's right. So blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the webpage. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed any part of this show or any show in the past, if you want to just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and look us up. Thank you so much for allowing us to come in your home. We appreciate it so much. Thank you for listening. We would have liked us to listen to you. We would have liked you to call in. Well, that you didn't. Well, maybe next week you'll call in. Remember, the phone number is 407-894-1680. I'll give you a week ahead to remember the number. Folks, good night.
And John, and listen, get better.
Get better. And John, be good boy. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Love you all. Good night.
Together, we're polishing up our act. And if you